You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our review of Borat's subsequent movie film. Delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
14 years ago, I released movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
What do you say? No, it's not me.
Borat, come back!
People make recognize my face. I would need disguises.
This man is sex criminal?
No, no sex criminal.
I will take this to be a fat like American man.
Yeah? This is a good one. Where is his crumb? What is problem, officer?
Got somebody that's strapped to the top of your car. He's in that passenger seat, boss.
Only men and bears are allowed inside car. I'm here to give my daughter as a gift to someone close to the throne.
I need dress with real sexy peels.
This is a bag that just goes over the dress.
They're nice.
I really like this.
Let us present Sandra Jessica Parker Drummond.
This one with the baby on it.
Oh.
I have a baby inside me.
Can you take it out? No, we cannot. That's not what we do here.
I feel bad because I was the one who put the baby in her.
Did you ever put one in your daughter?
No, I did not.
Where is everybody?
They're wanting everybody to quarantine so they don't spread this virus.
Could I stay in your home?
I hope quarantine never ends.
What is more dangerous, this virus or the Democrat?
Democrats.
Democrats.
Killing some of the virus.
No, you can't see the virus.
No, it's still there.
If you think you see a virus go like that.
This makes the virus sleepy. And then when it's sleeping,
your daddy has a lot to learn.
My daddy is the smartest person in the whole flat world.
And while the risk of coronavirus remains low, as the president said yesterday, we're ready for anything.
Michael Penis, I brought the girl for you.
Borat's subsequent movie film.
You fist me. Right. Now I fist you?
Right, there you go.
Do you prefer? You fist me or I fist you?
Same time.
Fist each other.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
All right, everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for Borat, subsequent movie film, and the story is as follows. Kazakhstan funny man Borat risks life and limb when he returns to America with his young daughter. The film is starring Sacha Baron Cohen and Maria Bakalova. It is directed by Jason Wallener, and it is written by, deep breath now, Peter Bainham, Sacha Baron Cohen, Jenna Friedman, Anthony Hines, Lee Kern, Dan Mazur, Erica Rivinoja, and Dan Swimmer. Here to join me today for this Patreon podcast review, I have Michael Schwartz.
Jeshimash.
Lauren LaMagna.
Hello, hello.
Tom O'Brien.
Hi, everybody.
And we are not alone here today. We have some Patreon guests joining us for this review. First, from veganmoviesnob.com, I have Alyssa Christian.
Hey, what's up?
And also from the Avatar podcast, I have Tyler Strandberg.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. So time to talk about Borat's subsequent movie film. A couple of months too late here on the Next Best Picture podcast, because as everyone knows, we never reviewed this when it officially came out on Amazon Prime way back when. And I figured, you know what? The Oscars of this month, we're about to say goodbye to the 2020 film year officially. And I wanted to make sure that we had podcast reviews for all of the above-the-line nominated movies. So this, another round, were the only two that we were missing. So, nominated for two Academy Awards, Best Supporting Actress, Best Adapted Screenplay. This is the long-anticipated sequel to Borat. And this one here, we're going to just refer to as Borat Subsequent Movie Film. No need to necessarily say its full title, I don't think. Or you can just call it Borat 2 throughout the podcast, whatever you want to do here, whatever floats your boat. But this movie has a very, very interesting production. It also has had a very, very interesting award season as well. And, of course, the film, in many ways, and the topics it discusses are also very interesting for a multitude of different reasons, one of which is obviously our current political landscape, or was our political landscape. I'm not so sure anymore. But here to talk about all of that, first up, I'm going to pass it over to Michael Schwartz. Michael, what did you think of Borat's Subsequent Movie Film?
Let me start off by saying I love this movie. I want to preface all that by saying that the original 2006 Borat is one of my favorites of all time. I find myself watching it quite often, more than people would probably expect when you think about my tastes and what I like. But I think it's just an absolute classic. It's one of the most audacious films ever made, and a perfect representation of what America was like in the mid-aughts. And part of what made that original so successful was the shock and awe of it all. And what allowed that to come through was really the lack of cell phones and social media in the mid-2000s. We had internet, but it was nothing like what the world is now. So for this character to return 14 years later, it's a different experience and certainly less shocking when he's interacting with regular people. But the key to this movie is the heart, because at its core, it's really a moving film about a father coming to understand his relationship with his daughter under really the most unique circumstances you can imagine. So this is certainly a different film than the first Borat, but I think it's impactful in its own unique way, and I think it's just terrific.
Yeah, you pretty much summed up my opening thoughts perfectly. It's that it trades in the shock value of the first film for what I think is a better story overall. And in that regard, it, you know, kind of sits side by side with the original a lot. All right, let's see. Lauren, do you agree? What do you think of this movie?
I do enjoy this movie. I didn't see the original Borat film when it came out. I'm not a huge fan of these overly ridiculous comedies or mockumentaries. It's just not my cup of tea. But since the election, I did watch Sacha Baron Cohen's TV show, Who is America, which I absolutely loved. I thought that was hysterical, and I would watch it all the time with my brother. So when we found out that there was going to be a Borat sequel, we were incredibly interested. And I did like how there was, you know, that overarching story of a dad with his daughter. And, you know, it just shows that Sacha Baron Cohen has, you know, matured as a artist, as a man, as a father, as a husband. And I think that shows. And I saw this movie, I want to say 2 weeks maybe before the American election, which was so much fun. But I love how, you know, on the nose it is. And I love how they don't try to sugarcoat it, and they don't try to say that things aren't as bad. They really do say what's going on in the world. And I give this entire production team, this entire crew, and this entire cast major kudos for making this film at a time in America where it wasn't safe to do. So I do give this film a lot of props for what they did, because damn, they did it.
Yep. That they most certainly did. Tom O'Brien, on to you, sir.
Okay. I saw it again last night, and you know, it's funny. I had a completely, it was a different experience for me last night than it was when I first saw it. I think many of us saw it when it first, the first week it came out, the last week of October on Amazon Prime, and the, you know, it was hot and heavy election stuff. And frankly, I was worried sick about the outcome of the election. And I have to say, I still had my political hat on when I was watching it the first time, because Sacha Baron Cohen made it very plain that he wanted to get this out before the election so that the film could have some sort of impact and perhaps getting people to the polls. So I had kind of, as much as I was enjoying it the first time I saw it, I kind of had my political eye out. It was like, how is this playing? You know, will Trump voters who might watch this be realize there a lot of them are being mocked, and will that only encourage them to get out to the polls and have a reverse effect? All this stuff was going on in my head. Last night, though, we're free of all of that. You know, the Pence and Giuliani are just characters now in this. They're among the buffooneries that Sacha Baron Cohen parades before us. And I thoroughly enjoyed it last night. And I think Michael and Lauren are absolutely right about the heart making the biggest difference about this. This, I think it's a lot has to do with the performances of Sacha Baron Cohen and Maria Bakalova. They really have a connection. You believe that they're father and daughter. And the love that they have for each other gives this film a grounding that I didn't expect. And it was just part of the enormous entertainment that I enjoyed last night and hopefully will enjoy again several times in the future.
I don't know how much love Borat has for Tutar in this movie, considering some of the situations that he puts her through, but I get your point. I totally understand what you're trying to say. Don't you know
that you're a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. Right.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and now on to our guests here. Alyssa, you're up first. What did you think of Borat's subsequent movie film?
Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of a detour because I actually had not seen the original, and I really only watched this because I knew that it would probably be very popular this award season. So I was already a fan of Sacha Baron Cohen, so I had some expectations, and I definitely thought it was very clever and shocking, and I did really appreciate the heart of the story, and I really thought Maria is great, but I don't think she's really that extraordinary to necessarily be deserving of all of this praise. But honestly, I felt like it could have pushed it even further. I wanted to see more scenes, like the scene with Rudy Giuliani, even though that was so uncomfortable to watch. I wanted to see more shocking moments. My favorite scene, actually, was when they are talking to the priest or something like that, and there's that whole joking thing where it seems like he got her pregnant or something. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, the abortion clinic? Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was really funny. That was actually my favorite part. I was really laughing, but
can you take out the baby? No, I can't. No, that's not what we do here.
That was really funny. And I had already seen a clip of that, but it was still funny when I saw that. And I will say that I thought it was really interesting how the pandemic played such a major part in the story, and obviously that wasn't really what they planned, but that ended up working out in their favor. And I really, like you guys have already said, I really give the whole team on the film credit for what they did to keep everybody safe. I know Sacha has talked about how he wore a bulletproof vest and he had bodyguards and stuff, and it's just amazing the lengths that they went to make the film. So I definitely give them all the props for that.
Yeah, no, there was definitely some very dangerous filming situations going on where, you know, I mean, God bless Sacha Baron Cohen. He's willing to put it all on the line for our entertainment and also to educate, too, which I really appreciate.
Oh, yeah, definitely some uncomfortable scenes, too. And, you know, I knew what these people were like, and I still was definitely shocked by the things that I saw, and he ended up living with some MAGA folks for a while, and that was very shocking. I was also very impressed that he was able to stay in character, and Maria was able to stay in character the whole time. That was just amazing. They're just superstars.
I have to admit, I and maybe someone else knows differently, but watching it a second time, I really think that scene in particular where he's staying with the two guys, what are their names again? Jerry and Joe, I think. Whatever. But the two guys during quarantine.
Yeah.
I can't help but feel like that those guys were in on it and they were actors. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. It's just like too much footage.
It's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel, and that's the thing with this movie too, is that it feels like, you know what, actually, before I get into it, let me hear from Tyler. Tyler, weigh in, and then I'll get into it.
Yeah, sure. So I also did not see the first Borat when it came out in theaters. I was much too young for it then.
Oh, I'm surrounded by babies. Tom, now I know what it feels like to be you.
No, but I, as I grew up and, you know, went to college and stuff, I kind of avoided it like the plague. Because I grew up in a very small town, so I don't think they were the right audience for the movie, and I'm not sure that the people I was growing up around really understood what the point of it was.
So what you're telling me is that they're the ones who most needed to see this movie when it came out, basically.
I think they were the ones who were laughing at it because of the, like, very overt racist jokes, and they're like, haha, yeah, racism is funny.
Yeah.
And not the realizing that it's a problem, and that's what makes the whole bit hilarious.
Right.
But yeah, when I saw that there was a second one coming out, and especially the news surrounded about Rudy Giuliani, I kind of looked more into the production behind it, and that's when I found out it's not just frat humor. It's something really politically motivated and interesting. And I actually watched the first Borat the day before Borat 2 came out, and then I watched Borat 2 the day it was released. And I was,
oh wow,
obsessed with it. I think that this movie improves on its predecessor leaps and bounds. I think the first movie is trying to make a point about the underlying problem in America, and this movie works really well because the underlying problem has now become an overt problem. And I think it knows its audience a little bit better than the first one did. And I think it is better at piecing together a cohesive story, and it attaches an emotional story to it as well. So the politics behind the movie work, and the actual journey behind the movie works as well.
I like a lot of what you said there, actually, because, you know, for myself, comparing the first film to the second film, I saw the first film when I was in high school, and I saw it like 5 times, to the point where I felt like I was talking like Borat for weeks on end afterwards, because, you know, you just adopt that voice, if you will, especially if you're like reciting lines to friends. I still know whole sequences from that movie, like line for line, dialogue beat for dialogue beat by heart. And it's because I've just seen that movie so many times, because at that time of my life, that was great humor, you know. And I also am willing to admit I was definitely not anywhere near as smart or mature as I am now to understand the real comedy that was on display in that film. And I have such a deeper appreciation for it now that coming into Borat's subsequent movie film, my biggest chief complaint overall was that a lot of jokes were rehashed and kind of done over again. And everything, though, about the inclusion of Tutar, played by Maria Bakalova, really injected this with something that felt more fresh and more new. And like you said there, Tyler, the story was more focused. Where the first film, it felt like just random bits of sketches about him trying to get to Pamela Anderson. You know, this movie seemed a lot more politically motivated in a more structured and focused sort of way, where you really, really understood the intent of this movie. And if you didn't understand the intent of this movie, the movie literally makes it clear by the end credits to go out and vote on the election. So it's not hiding its agenda at all this time around. So even those who maybe even liked the first film, like you said, Tyler, there are people who might watch it and be laughing at it for the wrong reasons. They cannot watch this one and feel the same way, because this one is definitely going straight at the problem this time around in a very direct way.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt, but this is a preview of our review of Borat's subsequent movie film here on the Next Best Picture podcast. In order to get the full review, you will have to head on over to our Patreon, where for $1 minimum a month, you will get this and other exclusive podcast content from nextbestpicture.com. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death of a Film Star. Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.